to the Fitz Life Unfiltered podcast with Kim and Jamie Fitzpatrick, former employees turned successful online entrepreneurs, speakers, parents, and couple. Thank you for tuning in. We know your time is valuable, and their goal is to help you live abundantly, provide value and tips on achieving physical, mental, spiritual, and financial wealth while navigating this crazy-ass thing we call life. Are you ready? Let's go!
Great start.
So I was attempting to do a solo, but Jamie was going to be really quiet in the corner, and then I get a little nervous when he's there. But hey, I wanted to give just 5 minutes of a little download for you, and I'm just going to kind of like go into my own zone and see what comes up. But I wanted to share this for anybody that is in a season in 2024 where you are feeling like you are ready to explode in your life, or you want more, or you want to grow, or you are done with your narrative and you are done with your story of, I'm not enough. It's too hard. My kids, they demand everything from me. Insert your reason, insert your excuse here. This is for someone that wants to evolve and change and expand in 2024. That's what this message right now is for. And here's what I want to share. I want to share this as a friend. I want to share this as a bit like a sister, and I want to share this as a bit of a mentor. Number one, you are the exact reason you are where you are right now in your life. I'm going to say that again. You are the exact reason that you are where you are right now in your life. And I want to share this with passion and with love, and do not allow any shame to cloud that thought of, I'm not far enough along. Because here's the thing, maybe you aren't ready for where you want to grow because you haven't developed the skills and you aren't the person you need to be in order to become that version of you, in order to achieve that income, in order to achieve those people, because you're not ready yet. Abraham Hicks says this, the better it gets, the better it gets. And I believe that. And a lot of people, here's number two, a lot of people go into their life when things start feeling really good and you start to believe and you start to have thinking and desires and things start to be going, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I want to tell you, the other shoe will not drop. The better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. And the better you get, the better your life gets. The desires and what you have and what you want to achieve are absolutely possible. But in order for you to truly believe that the better it gets, the better it gets, is to become the better version of you. And I'm not telling you to work harder. That's the secret. I think for so long, people are like, oh, I just need to work better, do more. That's what I thought. I thought forever, if I did more, if I was more, if I could just do more, then I'll be more productive. My worth will shine. But instead, I ended up feeling tired, exhausted, resentful, frustrated. And what happened, and the shift was, when I started to do things that felt right and felt in alignment and ask for help, and I stopped waiting for the other shoe to drop, or I stopped waiting and stopped saying that I was frustrated and things were hard, things started to shift. Because things don't have to feel hard to accomplish really big, beautiful things. In fact, if you relax into the idea of what you want and who you want to become, and you sit in more silence, you're not going to believe this, I'm telling you. Instead of the busy work, the hustle, the bustle, the scrolling, the comparing, the end, stop it all. Put your phone away. I know you're listening to this, but put it in your pocket and just listen. When you get to connect with who you are and what you love, you will change your life because you will have clarity. And a lot of us walk around with these glasses of fog. And when we don't have clarity and we don't have a direction, right? I'll always remember when I went to Montreal and I was back in my 20s and I didn't want to put a charge on the company card. So I said, no, it's okay. I don't need the direction. I don't need the TomTom back then. I called Jamie bawling because I was stuck and lost in Montreal on a dark road with a flip phone. And I had no MapQuest to get me to my destination. So if you are walking around in life looking at signs of a language you don't speak, and you're trying to get there with no map, no translator, how on earth are you ever going to get anywhere? And my chaos was contagious on the side of that road. I'm so grateful for Jamie, who just like literally walked me through to get me to the hotel, and a TomTom showed up the very next day. And that's when I really realized how important your direction and your vision and having a clear picture matters. Your ideals and your identity, that all matters. And you have to make sure that you're giving yourself the time and the space to know you have the time. You're not too busy. You just haven't prioritized you being a priority. And this version of you doesn't do that anymore. We don't do that in 2024. That's really what I've been saying. I had to literally divorce my old behaviors, my old identities, my old paradigms, even though she got me here. And I'm so proud of that. But who I was will not get me where I'm growing. Who I was will not get me where I'm growing. You have to evolve. So the last thing I want to say today is give yourself permission to know that you are divinely supported and loved and held. And that starts with you loving you enough first to believe in you. You don't need anybody else's approval for that idea that you have. No one's. You need yours. And you need to co-sign on the idea of it in order for it to become something that becomes in your life. But we are so busy looking in the mirror, scowling, instead of looking in the mirror with love. So today, if you haven't done this yet, pull a picture of yourself, an old picture of yourself in, put it on your mirror, and every single day, I want you to tell her that she's safe to go play because you've got her. And the second thing I want you to do is take a toothbrush in your non-dominant hand, brush your teeth in the morning, because what that does is it opens your neural pathways. And I want you to repeat 3 times, looking at yourself in the mirror, I love you, while you're brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand. I love you. 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 And I am open for the miracles that are about to occur for me today. Try that and watch what starts to happen at a rapid, rapid pace. I love you. And I believe in you. And I'm rooting so hard for you. And I just want you to know that healing is possible, growth is possible, expansion is possible, and anything that you want. You tell me what you want, I'll tell you how to get there. The question will be, will you do it?
You have been listening to the Fitz Life Unfiltered podcast with Jamie and Kim Fitzpatrick. Please share this with your friends, family, and everyone looking to level up in their life. Leave a review and smash the shit out of the subscribe button. All resources and contact info are in the episode notes. Thank you for listening.